All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the start of the 2018 Major League Baseball season has not been a very good one for the Baltimore Orioles. At 6-17, Baltimore is on pace for their first 90-loss season since 2011. Baltimore currently finds themselves in last place in the American League East. And the only series that they have won so far this year is when they took 3 of 4 on the road versus the New York Yankees. Now, for Orioles manager Buck Showalter, you typically expect his clubs to go out there and leave it all out there and find ways to win the tough games. Now, the Orioles are 6-17, but it's not for a lack of effort, because you look at so many close losses that this team has had so far this season, and they've had several, you know, one-run loss games or even two-run loss games that they just were unable to get over the hump. Tonight's loss to the Cleveland Indians, another prime example, as Baltimore fell to Cleveland by the score of 2-1. I said it before, and I'll say it again. This team really missed the opportunity to trade third baseman / shortstop Manny Machado. I think last year was the time, but Baltimore got greedy, and even during spring training, Baltimore really wasn't going to give a potential team a window to negotiate a long-term deal with Manny Machado, and then on top of that, they wanted the world for him in return. So it's one of those things, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. Of course, Adam Jones, his contract is up at the end of the season, and if Baltimore continues on the pace that they are right now, I see it as a situation that, you know, he will be traded. And of course, he's been one of the better Oriole players in recent years. It hasn't been there for this team's pitching staff so far this year, with a 4.95 team ERA, which is 13th in the American League, and no Oriole starting pitcher currently has a winning record. You look at the upcoming schedule for Baltimore. They begin a 3-game set at home tomorrow night with the Tampa Bay Rays, who are in fourth place in the American League East. Then they'll have a weekend series at home versus the Detroit Tigers, who are one of the worst teams in the American League Central right now. However, at the beginning of May, Baltimore will, you know, go out for a West Coast trip, 3 with the Los Angeles Angels and 3 with the Oakland Athletics. Then they'll come back home for 3 with the Kansas City Royals, who are the worst team in the AL Central, and then 3 more with the Tampa Bay Rays. However, after that, you know, they place the Philadelphia Phillies. Philly is playing some good baseball right now. And then it's on the road to Fenway for 4 games with the Boston Red Sox. It's going to be up and down right now, because after that, Baltimore's got the White Sox on the road. They've got the Rays on the road. But then they come back home for the Nationals, Yankees, and then they're back on the road heading into June versus the Mets and Toronto Blue Jays. So it's going to be up and down for Baltimore this season. I think at some point they're going to get on a semi-roll and start putting victories together against the bad teams. Now, when it comes to the Red Sox and the Yankees, the Orioles always play them tough, regardless of what their record is, especially under Buck Showalter. He is never, and I repeat, never going to roll over versus those clubs. I think when it's all said and done, Baltimore, it's a long shot for them to make the playoffs. I know typically in years past, you can see a team in MLB get off to a slow start and get it going. However, the narrative has really changed around baseball, and it's tougher to do that. I see them at best right now in the 70 to 75 win range. and it's due to their ineffectiveness with their pitching staff. And I don't see this club going out there to make those big acquisitions to try to improve things. It is what it is right now for the Baltimore Orioles. I think, you know, they're going to get some confidence by beating up on the teams that are the also-rans. But, you know, outside of the Yankees and Red Sox, can they get it done against those competitive teams? I doubt it. But, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, Baltimore has been close in recent years. We've seen them make the playoffs several times under Buck Showalter. We even saw them get to the ALCS back in 2014. But it seems like Lady Luck has run out for the Orioles, and it's now time to go back to the drawing board and see how they can revamp this club going forward through the rest of this season, and of course with an eye on 2019. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books, and although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.